Hey guys, you're listening to the coolest podcast in iTunes. That's right, the Elite Man Podcast, where we turn average men into elite men every day. We interview the very best experts from the lifestyle, health, fitness, social, and even entrepreneurial worlds. And with their help, we give you some of the best advice on the planet. Subscribe now if you haven't already and enjoy the show. And oh yeah, if you really enjoy it, leave us a review.
On today's episode, episode number 40, entitled Style Advice for Men, we chat with Toronto's very best male and female personal style and image consulting team, Kylie and Jonathan.
Hi, it's Justin Stenstrom from EliteManMagazine.com. Welcome to the Elite Man Podcast. Our guests today are the founders of KaijoStyle.com and our Toronto's very own male and female personal style and image consulting team. Kylie and Jonathan, thanks so much for coming on our show today.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thanks.
No problem. I'm very excited about today's episode. It's the first time we've had two guests on at the same time.
Oh, cool. Nice.
So we'll make sure we don't talk on top of each other. It's extremely hard to understand what we're saying.
All right, sounds good. Can you tell our audience, you know, a little more about what you guys do as image consultants and personal stylists?
Yeah, we work together with our clients. So clients come to us normally when a lot of the times when they're in transition in their life, they're either looking to up their game professionally or personally, they're in a position where they need support around what they're doing out in their world and their image and their specifically their clothing is a big part of that. And so we work with them from the inside out, meaning we really take the time to get to know them and where they're at in their lives and where they're headed in their lives or where they want to head. And then we work with them on really making sure that their clothes, which they wear every day in their existence, matches those things so that whenever they're interacting with people in their lives, they're always sending the right message and feeling the most confident that they can.
Yeah, when we talk about clothes, we often talk about how clothes communicate to yourself and they also communicate to the people around you. So we're always, when we're working with our clients, we're looking at, are your clothes giving you confidence, helping you feel the energy you want to feel, whether that's sort of fun, upbeat, energetic, outgoing, or whether it's more cool, calm, relaxed, whatever kind of emotions and energy you want to feel. And then at the same time, the message that you're sending to other people, is that the message you want people to get? So that's kind of how we look at clothes with our clients and image and style.
How did you two meet and like come up with this concept? Because I love the concept of having you know, the male and female perspective on giving the advice for image consulting anyways. Like, how did you two come up with this idea and get started in working together?
It's kind of an interesting story because we met many years ago doing improv classes in Toronto.
Oh, nice.
Jonathan was pursuing improv and I was doing it because I wanted to be scared crapless and get out of my comfort zone and do something fun that was going to, you know, be scary. And it was. And so we were taking that class together. And then I started pursuing image consulting around the same time. And Jonathan started pursuing it maybe a few months after. And at this point, we weren't in contact with each other. And we ran into each other at an image consulting event. And what was interesting for me from my experience was Jonathan looked really different than he did when I met him in improv. He looked really, really put together. And I had trouble kind of putting context on where I knew him from. So we got chatting and it became apparent that we had done improv together. And we both started chatting about, hey, you're in image consulting. Like, what have you been doing? What have you been up to? And we were both sort of starting our businesses at the same time. And we talked a lot about how that's a tough position to be in. It's vulnerable and you're always having to, you know, hit the pavement and network and get things up and going. And I was having personal trouble with that because I'm such a team player and I'm such a people person. I was having challenges with working on my own. So an opportunity came about for doing a contest at a mall in Toronto. And the winner was going to get $1,000 to spend shopping with a stylist and then get to go to a fashion event. And I thought to myself, I think Jonathan, it would be fun if Jonathan and I did this together as sort of like that male-female thing where the client gets really pampered and shops with him and I, and that just started it. It was really fun. And we noticed the energy in the session was really amazing. And the client gave us really awesome feedback. And we started thinking, let's do more of this with people that we know and really build this out and see how we can grow it. And it just went from there. It was really fun and powerful. And we realized we had a differentiation in terms of our competition in the consulting landscape of by being a team.
And what kind of, you know, advantages do you have over other competitors? Like the fact that you can give that unique perspective of two different, you know, awesome image consultants that are male and female.
Well, the way we work, one basic thing is physically you have sort of two pairs of eyes, two pairs of hands, you have two bodies. So when we work with people, one of the really great advantages is our clients typically will bring them to the change room, we'll get them set up, and then one of us will be staying with the client, and then the other person can go around the store interacting with salespeople, pulling clothes, bringing those clothes back, and the client never has to be left alone. The client never has to have that weird experience where they try something on, they open the door to the change room, they look out, and there's no one there, or there's a stranger standing there who's a salesperson. So we're really able to, as Kylie mentioned, offer a very pampering experience where that client is constantly getting our feedback, constantly with learning. One of us, constantly learning, mm-hmm. And they're never left in an awkward situation. Whereas if there's one image consultant, you're kind of juggling a couple of things where you're trying to interact with salespeople, you're trying to interact with the client, and it's very easy that, you know, the client, you know, can be left alone. So, but then from another sort of perspective, and the perspective of learning and teaching with two of us, you are getting two perspectives. And so Kylie might offer a comment to a client and then I'll pick up on that comment and I'll offer my perspective. And it really starts to fill out the picture of what we're seeing for that client. So they get a much richer, broader perspective than just one person's opinion. And Kylie and I have really never had situations where we've disagreed on anything exactly, but it's often like she'll see one thing and then I'll see something else. And when you bring those two things together, you're getting a bigger picture. Or if I miss something, she'll pick up on something. So, and then, I mean, there is the male-female dynamic. So mm-hmm. when you're a male, you're getting the experience of shopping with another male who's just like, hey, man, like that's a great-looking pair of pants. It's a great shirt. And then Kylie will get that female perspective and go, you know what? I love that on you. That's just such a great color. And vice versa. When we're shopping with a woman, she gets that, you know, she gets to connect with Kylie as a fellow woman who knows about heels and purses and bras, things that I don't really know or care about. But at the same time, there is that male perspective saying, hey, like, that's a really great dress on you. That looks really good. And it's just, you get that validation from both sides.
Yeah, it's definitely, like you said, it's great for getting two different perspectives and really, I guess, being able to relate. Like, you can obviously relate to men a lot better, and she can obviously relate to women a lot better, and probably even make, you know, the client more comfortable that way too. Because I don't know if, you know, a lot of women want to be talking about bras and stuff with guys. So
you're right. I think there is some degree of a business advantage to that. So even potentially as a guy, so something that I've noticed when I sort of somewhat got into this through retail, I was in retail for a while, and I've noticed occasionally when men would come in shopping with women stylists, and, you know, it was what I observed is it was somewhat of a weird dynamic because, you know, when you're a kid, the person who dresses you is your mom. So then as you get older, you should learn to dress yourself and you should sort of separate from your mom and, you know, learn how to take care of yourself. Like, that's what becoming a man is kind of about. So one of the things about potentially men shopping with women is, while there is a positive aspect that makes sense, you assume that women know about fashion, they know about style. So as a guy, you get a woman's perspective. It's good. But to go shopping with a woman, it can be a weird power dynamic of sort of giving up your independence as a man and turning to a woman and saying, hey, can you tell me what looks good on me, rather than sort of knowing for yourself and taking your own responsibility. And I definitely noticed a few times where there was, you know, you'd see this guy in a change room with a woman critiquing him on his clothes, and it had a weird vibe to it. So I think, again, with the two of us, it really balances that out with, you know, we said the male can relate to the male, the female can relate to the female, and you get the feedback from the other perspective too. So,
but there's also, it's a lot more fun, I think, than someone who says, you know what, I'm going to hire a consultant to work with me and here I go. And whereas with the three of us, there's just a lot more, there's a lot better energy and more fun. Like that's one thing we say all the time when someone asks what it's like working with us is we're fun.
Yeah.
We're not here to be really serious. It's clothing. And it should be fun. It's a fun experience. And you should feel great when you're making those decisions.
Yeah. We want our clients to feel elevated and to feel energized after working with us. And because there's going to be three people, the two of us plus our client, there is going to be an element of discussion happening and dialogue rather than just straight advice giving or straight opinions. There's some really good dialogues that we have with people. And because it's three of us, it's a lot higher when it comes to the energy.
Can you guys talk about why image is so important?
Yeah, well, I guess we could sort of mention something that we talk a lot about when we're giving workshops to groups is the idea of the clothing feedback loop. And really, we live in an environment where we are wearing clothes when we're out interacting and people are making judgments about us based on that visual read. We don't even have to open our mouths. So they're making decisions about us that could be right and could be wrong. Things like your level of wealth or your job or your beliefs, even on a religious level, like all those things are being taken in by someone looking at you visually, even how smart you might be. So you want that working for you. If the message is not, if it's a negative message, then you need to work that much harder when you talk, because someone's already made a visual read on you and made their assumptions. So that's one part of the loop, the external loop of what people are seeing. But then also there's an internal loop, which is that you are going to perform better or lesser depending on what you are wearing and how that's making you feel. And there are some really interesting pieces of research that we found around that actually for women that are wearing their best clothes, they can actually protect themselves from feeling depressed versus someone who's wearing just schleppy clothing that doesn't serve them, and they're walking out into their world and they're interacting with people and they're getting that feedback of feeling bad about themselves because they're wearing clothing that doesn't support that. That actually can work against someone. So there's this really interesting loop that goes internal and external at all times when you're wearing clothing and interacting.
That's a really great point that you make about, feeling a certain way when you wear clothes. I think it's so accurate, actually. It's like every time you dress up and you make yourself look good, there's something about that. Like it just gives you like a different feeling about yourself, like a different confidence, contentment about yourself. You just kind of feel better about the way you look. And it does. It shows in other areas of your life. So like you said, if someone tends to sort of be depressed or whatever, if they wear certain clothes, if they make themselves look better and then kind of feel better about the way they look, I'm sure that could definitely help with getting over that depression or whatever.
I was talking with a colleague recently about what I do, and she mentioned this idea of a phrase called micro advantages. And so she was talking about in business, you can have micro advantages. So you may not have, they may not, these are things that aren't huge, like big, huge strategy things, big, huge campaigns. But the idea of these little things that you can do fairly simply, but when you add those things up, they have an impact. And so clothes are an example of a micro advantage where if you're going into your day, it's like one of those check marks in your day. It's like, did you have a shower? Did you brush your teeth? Did you eat your breakfast? Did you drink water? Did you put on clothes you like? You start to add those things up and you're giving yourself a foundation for your day that's much stronger than if you just rolled out of bed, threw on whatever was on the floor and went to work. Right? So it's the clothes are a big part of that. When you have that handled, you've got a pretty big check mark in your corner as you go about your day when you're meeting people. And everyone knows like that feeling of when you're not at your best and you bump into someone you know, someone you haven't seen in a long time, you bump into a boss. Like it's not a great feeling. But when you know you're put together, you're out in your day and you bump into someone, that interaction is way more positive.
Mm-hmm. When someone sees another person who has their wardrobe down, who has their image down and has a really great style, like what can that do for someone who takes care of this part of their life professionally, like in the workplace, in business? Does it really give people an advantage in this area?
Yeah, it totally mm-hmm. does. There's tons. There's a really good book if anyone wants to pursue further called Looks Matter. And it's kind of a classic. I think it's been published within the past 5 years or so. And it's really great. It talks all about this kind of stuff. And it's known and it's been documented for decades that the personal attractiveness of people is a major factor in their getting hired and the positions they get. Things like people who don't really basic things like people who don't dress up will never make it into management. So like just statistically, that's what, so if you never sort of project yourself as a manager, you'll never kind of make it into that, those upper echelons of businesses. Things like, just classic examples of whether you're wearing a suit or not, people in outside of the workplace within courtrooms, how a person presents themselves affects how the jury views that person and the verdict of that person, that will be given for that person. So it's at play a lot, and it's not necessarily that people like to talk about it because we like to think that we're more fair and that we're bigger than that. But the data shows, that is even like expert executive HR people who know about this stuff still end up hiring based on physical attractiveness and how a person presents themselves.
Yeah, it can be pretty powerful stuff. One thing that we really notice about working with our clients is that the clothes is sort of that tool to be the catalyst for someone going further in that sort of personal growth and health and well-being. So because training, if you want to lose some weight or if you want to do certain things about your appearance, those are pretty long-term, and the changes aren't seen right away. And with clothing, we can literally work with someone and get them into clothes that make them feel better and that work for their body, whatever their body shape is today, versus I'm going to lose 50 pounds and then I'll get new clothing. So while I'm heavy, I'm just going to wear schleppy, baggy stuff. Like we say, no, this is the vessel you are in today. So let's get the clothing working for you. And that is often the catalyst for them to say, wow, I am feeling better and I am worthy of being, you know, way, way more positive than I have been. And things start to happen in their lives as a result of that really quick change with the clothing. So it's definitely very performance related in so many touch points of someone's life.
And the reason for that, is that clothes are powerful because you get to see yourself at your best. And I think that visual cue when, you know, it's the difference, like how I was saying earlier about, you know, looking in the mirror and feeling bad about yourself because you don't like the clothes you're wearing versus looking in the mirror and feeling good about yourself. You're getting a picture of your best self. And when you see that picture of your best self, you suddenly have something you can strive for. And it's not just an imagination in your head. So, yeah, we've had so many clients who have made a transition starting with their clothes and then started going to the gym, then started giving up smoking, then started changing up their diets, then started going out and dating because they saw themselves in a way they'd never seen themselves before. And it was very positive.
It's not only, like you said, it doesn't just translate to what other people see of you, but it also translates, like we talked about, you know, how you feel about yourself. And if you feel like you're at your best or you like what you see when you look in the mirror, it totally translates, and that confidence about yourself just projects itself in other areas.
Another way that we sometimes talk about that is it's like how you show up. And when you take yourself seriously and you you get up in the morning, you decide what you're going to wear, you know where you're going, and you've chosen your clothes, and you're saying to yourself, and by extension, you're saying to the world, I take myself seriously. You need to take me seriously. And that like intention that you create from putting on your clothes can just change your whole day and change the whole trajectory of your life. Because instead of sort of half-assing your way through your life, you're telling yourself every single day, no, I take today seriously. I'm going to take responsibility for my life. I'm going to do what I can to make it better, to make it go where I want it to go.
Okay, I think this is the perfect time to take a quick break from our show to let you know about our Kickstarter campaign going on right now. If you go to kickstarter.com and type in the words Elite Man Conference, you'll see our Kickstarter campaign pop right up. Again, that's Elite Man Conference. We're trying to have an Elite Man Conference this fall. All the best experts from the podcast coming to one event. So basically 30 to 40 of the world's best self-help experts in the lifestyle, health, fitness, business, dating, psychology, social, and even entrepreneurial worlds. This will be a 3-day event in Boston this fall if we can get our goal. So check it out right now. If you can back it, please do so. All donations are greatly appreciated, and you'll help make this Elite Man Conference come to life. So again, it's kickstarter.com and Elite Man Conference. You can also click right in the description and show notes, as we're going to have a link to the Kickstarter page. So please pause the episode right now and check it out. So for those of you who did pause the episode and are replaying it, and for those of you who did not, we are back to the show now.
Guys, do you have any general image / style tips for men?
Sure.
Yeah.
The most classic one that always comes up if you ever look at any blog post, it's going to be fit. And that's definitely what I see walking around here in Toronto, is so many guys are not wearing clothes that fit them very well. And for a lot of guys, I feel like a lot of guys are actually fairly handsome and good looking men, but they're not showing it. And one of the major factors in hiding it is clothes that don't fit them well, terrible facial hair, bad haircuts. So basically the general style tip that I would give for a guy is clean yourself up, you know, like, so take care of your hair, take care of your facial hair, find out how to properly fit your clothes.
Yeah, I think a big one from my perspective as a woman who looks at a man is also when you see a man and you kind of go, that guy has a real sense of what his personal style is. So he's figured out what's working and what sort of sets him apart a little bit, if that's something that works with his personality. But it's really nice to sort of see a guy own a little bit of like a look, as opposed to just, hey, I got up this morning and I put on a pair of pants and I put on a shirt and I'm good. It's like, okay, well, even if it fits, you kind of go, all right. But seeing a guy that really has given thought to, you know, having a sense of style, it doesn't necessarily need to be fashion, but just a sense of style, something that he's really comfortable in, whether it's the guy that loves to wear the vest, or the guy that loves to wear the pocket square, or a guy that always loves to wear a really tailored jacket. I think those little details are something that are really good for guys to sort of think about, and also to maybe find some inspiration somewhere where a guy can go, okay, I really like this guy's look. What's he doing, and how can I incorporate that into my look? And again, keeping in mind the environment and whether that's appropriate. Obviously there's work, and then there's, you know, dating, and then there's just being out with your friends. There's all sorts of different times where you can incorporate those types of things. But it's really great when you see a guy that's got a sense of style.
That's actually a really good point. Understand that there's different clothes for different contexts. So whatever you're wearing on Saturday afternoon may not be the right clothes for your Saturday evening dinner if you are going on a date, or you know, when you're going out to events, different events require different things. Some events require to be more dressed up. So just really to pay more attention to where you're going, what is the social context, and mm-hmm. what's sort of the expectation? Because if you don't get that right, you're showing that you don't have a lot of social intelligence, which is going to be sort of a strike against you in the social world.
Kind of going along with that point, what are some of the biggest mistakes you see guys making, aside from obviously fit, like some of the more obvious ones?
Yeah, I guess for me, it's hard to sort of say mistake, but I think when I see a guy wearing clothes that are way too big, and again, that's a fit thing, but I think for a lot of men, you know, they're no different than women in the sense that some men have body issues, or they want to hide certain aspects of their body that they're not feeling good about. And so they think that a way to do that is to wear really big clothing. And I think that, again, like Jonathan and I are always hammering to people, fit, like make sure your clothes fit you and show your body. And that's where we have been really able to help people, because even if you don't like your tummy, or you have a pot belly, or even if you don't like some aspect of yourself, we can show you how to dress it so that the attention doesn't get brought to it, and that you don't feel so self-conscious when you're out. So for me, it's like, I would say, don't wear the big baggy clothing. Don't wear, you know, don't wear the hoodie that's like, you know, just make sure you're a little more refined. And it doesn't mean you have to be in a suit or dressed up, but make sure that even your casual look is working and fits you. It's so important.
Yeah. So along those lines, I would say, at least here in Toronto, men dress way too casually. And so I think there's a, like, if as a guy, I don't know how it is in where you are in Boston, but with here, it's like, just think whatever your default is, try and level up, you know? So if you're just wearing t-shirts and sweatshirts, level up to a button up shirt, you know,
put a nice belt on.
Yeah. Put a nice belt on.
Wear a nice pair of shoes,
running shoes all the time. Yeah. Switch into find a casual shoe that's still comfortable. So you want to try and level up.
Yeah.
Another thing that, just speaking of shoes, is definitely I'll see guys really wear kind of cheap, crappy shoes that are scuffed up, that just look sloppy. That's definitely a thing they often say, is a stereotype that women look at shoes. And from our experience, that's true. And I notice it myself. And I definitely notice, even if you have a nice suit on, but yeah, and I notice this actually a lot of times in the financial district, guys will have nice suits on, but then they'll have some not so nice shoe, and it just totally ruins the whole look.
Yeah.
So you want to pay attention to the whole outfit. And I think another thing we work with our clients is try and think about outfits. Like Kylie was saying about style and guys with style, like guys who have style, they're thinking about an outfit. They're not just thinking about separate items of clothing that they're randomly matching, mm-hmm. but they're thinking about their entire outfit. How does it all look together? And if you move towards that mentality, you're going to understand what looks good on you and what doesn't, because you're going to evaluate and you're putting it all together.
Awesome. What types of services do you offer to your clients online? Not just, you know, in-person stuff, but like more of the online kind of virtual consulting.
Yeah, we're starting to experiment a little bit with that. Right now, our services are sort of coaching and one-on-one. And so we are serving people that are physically in the GTA. However, we're sort of experimenting now with being able to offer things like an ebook or things that we can do virtually, or even coaching that we can do virtually over Skype. We have content on our website that kind of is great for anybody who is in our target that, you know, wants that sort of image support. But I think there's a real opportunity for the virtual side of things. It's just a lot more powerful working with someone physically, because then they can really see and we can really educate them on what works for them versus trying to sort of communicate that virtually.
Yeah. I mean, the most basic level that we'll get is we'll work with clients through photographs. So clients who have events coming up, we will coach them through them sending photographs of what they're thinking of wearing. And then from there, we'll give them our feedback. And that's actually, I find, really effective, because you get, you know, you see what the person looks like it's pretty raw, and you get a chance to really give them advice on why it's working or not working. So we found that that's really effective with our clients, and it's particularly useful for those specific times where you have an event coming up, or you're going out on a date,
so or a job interview.
Yeah.
That's a really big one. I think a lot of people, because sometimes people will literally get that interview like, hey, tomorrow we want you to come in and interview. And they're going, oh my God, I have nothing to wear. I can't shop because I have no time. What do I do?
And what do you make out of what you have?
Yeah. And so we can coach people through that and support people through that as well.
What are your thoughts on, you know, like online dating as far as image goes? Like, would your services, I guess, like be able to help someone looking to maybe improve their profile or anything like that?
That's kind of a little bit out of our expertise. I mean, we have people in our network that are doing those kinds of things. We can certainly work with someone on their image and their photograph and what they're doing. But in terms of what their profile is, it's a little more something they'd want to probably talk to a dating coach or someone that's sort of, you know, looking at those types of things. We actually work very closely with a matchmaker here in Toronto who does matchmaking services for her clients, and they come to us for the image side of things. But that again is a really great opportunity because, you know, it's such a big business with people trying to communicate who they are and how they look online in an authentic way. Obviously, there's people who are not telling the truth where that's concerned, but really we want to make sure that people feel good about their profile and their and how they're attracting people into their dating sort of sphere, so that when they're meeting people, it's not a waste of time for them.
Yeah, we have people in our network who do the online dating portion, as Kylie mentioned, and we have looked at doing sort of headshot days or photo shoot days where you get a chance to sort of figure out what a good outfit is for you in terms, and then you get a chance to at least have a good sort of headshot, body shot, so at least you have sort of one solid professional photo that really shows who you are at your best, and that's a case where we'll work with people around what is the best outfit for that, and that is really flattering, so that you get, you know, and that could work professionally or for dating.
Because I've actually watched some of my friends on the dating scene go onto their profile, and it is quite amazing how they won't even give someone a chance in terms of what the words say on the page if the photo isn't something that is attractive to them. So a photo can really make or break someone's chance of having someone look a little bit deeper into, oh, this person looks really cool and interesting and attractive to me, so now I'm going to read about the stuff that's more meaty and decide whether I want to meet them or not, or even decide whether I want to send them a happy face or whatever people do. The photo is super, super important. And so that's where we can really help someone make sure that they're in their very best light on that side of things for them.
What are some of your future goals? You know, where do you want to be in the next year, 2, 3, even 5 years from now with your site, your business? Like, what direction are you guys headed?
We have a lot of really great ideas and a lot of things that we're talking about. We just rebranded to Kaijo Style, which is a little bit more of a stronger brand presence than Kylie and Jonathan. Kylie and Jonathan came about because we really wanted to resonate with people and connect with people and make sure that they knew that we, you know, we're real people. And so the name Kylie and Jonathan as a business made sense. But now as we've grown a couple of years into our business and we're growing away from just doing the client touch points of working with clients one-on-one, we're growing more into potentially at some point having more on a consulting level for personal branding, as an example, maybe having a larger team of people that work the way that we work, that we can train, maybe potentially even having products at some point in the future. So we needed a brand that was going to be able to house all of those things. And so Kaijo just made sense. It came about in rebranding our site recently and rebranding our logo. So we're excited about that direction. And in the meantime, we'll just continue to build our content and build our client base and sort of see from there how we can take it even further.
Yeah, at the core, you know, we're really about supporting people and being their best and communicating that. And our focus for ourselves, because of our experience, is largely in the realm of clothes. And there are bigger issues also in communication, not just the clothing that you wear. So definitely building out a really strong solutions for people to really get a handle on themselves, who they are, who they want to be, and how they can be that in the world. That's I think where we're moving. And I think this, a starting point for that, the visual communications, your tools, your grooming, those are very key components in discovering those things about yourself, as well as in implementing and executing, moving in that direction.
What's the single best kind of takeaway message you'd like to leave our men listening to the podcast as far as image/style?
Good question.
Well, for me, something that I observe a lot is, and I said it earlier, is I think guys are way more attractive than they think they are. And they should look at tapping into that, and they should look at their personal style. I mean, going to the gym as ways of tapping into that, because it's almost just like, it's covered up. And it's like, if you just trim, you know, if you think about like, say a bush, and a bush is all this random stuff growing out, it's all messy, but then you trim it properly and suddenly it's this nice manicured bush that's really nice. Then, I don't know, this is a bad analogy.
That's a good analogy.
Anyway, that's what I'm saying. Like, is if you take care of those things, suddenly you see, it's like, oh, that's a really good looking bush, you know? But it's like, if you take care of those things, you suddenly see.
This is like becoming a whole nother conversation.
A really good looking guy, right? So, and I know, it's just something that I think of a lot when I'm out and about. I notice guys, I think that could be, I can remember times I've been in a room and I looked around the room and I'm like, you know what? These guys are good looking. But you can't tell. And I'm not going to tell them because I'm not going to give up my advantage. But if they just knew a few of these things about style and image and they applied themselves, they would be very handsome guys who would probably have a different perspective and different experience of life than they are having.
I would agree with that. And further to that, I would say for me, I sometimes feel like I don't see the man, I see a boy, because the way they present themselves is almost, again, like with wearing clothes that don't fit or wearing clothes that don't go together or not caring really, right? Not being conscious about it.
It's almost like guys went to university and then they graduated from university, but like they're still stuck there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I, you know, when I meet somebody – new. I'm trying to look past the attractive, or, you know, I'm trying to look past that. But at the same time, I don't want to meet a boy. I want to meet a man. I mean, that is the bottom line. And so, again, that person just has to work a lot harder for me to change my thinking if they're dressed a certain way, versus getting it out of the way, being like, there's a guy that cares about what he's doing, and I'd like to talk to that guy and know what else is going on.
So basically trim the bush. No, I'm teasing. Just take care.
It is a big trend to be more manicuring, or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
It's a big trend to do more manscaping now. Apparently, I forget what the studies are, but it's like 4 in 5 guys do manscaping. You know?
But how do you explain the freaking bearded sexual or lumberjack sexual? That's a lot of non-trimming going on there. But
yeah. No, but it's actually a lot, because to maintain a beard is a lot of work.
If you do it right.
Yeah, which guys do.
A good beard, yeah.
A good beard, exactly, yeah.
Yeah. That's actually a great example, because a guy who just lets his facial hair grow, it's just all messy. But there's a difference between that guy versus the guy who really takes care of it, who trims it properly, who keeps it neat and clean. Like, that's actually, yeah, that's kind of the example.
Mm-hmm. No, it's great advice. If you do take that extra step and just kind of take care of yourself, like you guys have said, and, you know, really put your best foot forward, you just present the best possible self to the world, and people take you more seriously that way.
And things for you will start to happen if you haven't been doing that before. And that's the most powerful thing, is like, there actually could be opportunities you're completely missing because you're not approachable or you're not believable or credible. So I would say, back to your question, for your guys listening, pay attention and do something about it. Take care of it.
Yeah. There's a story that we've shared before that's such a simple example of this, where Kylie had a friend who was out on a date and met the guy. He seemed like a good looking guy, fairly friendly, you know, easy to chat with. But when she kind of gave him the look over, it turned out that he was wearing running shoes, and it just threw off the whole look. Again, there was no coordination in his outfit with these running shoes, and it just turned her off. And pretty much that was kind of the end. And so this guy, you know, pretty much with such a simple tweak could have gone further, could have gotten to know her better. Like, there could have been more there, but because he didn't catch that, he didn't pay attention to that detail. Like, he was done already. And he didn't even necessarily know, you know, at the end of the night, she's like, well, nice night. Great. See you later. And he doesn't even know why. He thought he had a great night, but he's never going to hear from her again, you know? So it's a simple thing
details.
To address
details.
And it
yeah.
can make a significant difference, a difference between failure or success in certain areas. So,
yeah. Over before it began.
Yeah, that's right.
Guys, is there any last, you know, final send off you'd like to leave? And then also, you know, a place that our listeners can learn more about you.
Sure. Well, I mean, I think we've said some,
yeah.
said some pretty good stuff. If you want to find out more about us, you can, hit our website at kaijostyle.com. We are on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, social media stuff. Yeah,
we'd love to hear from any of your listeners.
Yeah, anything, you know, our information about our services are online in terms of different packages we offer to clients. You know, we are, you know, putting out our content as well about style and stuff. So we're always working on that. So yeah.
Guys, again, it's kaijostyle.com. Make sure you check that out. Kylie and Jonathan, some of the best image consultants out there. So, again, please check them out. They have some really great advice and some great tips about really putting your best image and self forward. Guys, thanks again for coming on. I really had fun today, and appreciate your time, and I appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, awesome. We had fun too. Thanks, Justin.
Yep, thank you.